This is Akashvani Shillong, the North East News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation will not impact much by the global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said the transformation of Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached out to the chief ministers of Assam and Manipur yesterday following the extensive damages caused by a severe storm in both the northeast states, assuring them that full central support will be given. Expressing deep concern over the significant losses incurred in Assam and Manipur due to the storm, Mr. Shah contacted the chief ministers to pledge all possible aid. In another incident, in South Salmara Mangachur district of Assam, tragic news emerged as a child lost their life and two individuals were reported missing following a boat capsizing incident in the Brahmaputra River amid heavy rainfall and hailstorms. A devastating storm wreaked havoc across Tripura, leaving behind a trail of destruction. According to a comprehensive assessment by the State Emergency Operations Centre in Agartala, over 616 houses bore the brunt of the calamity. Among them, 37 homes were completely razed, while 125 suffered severe damages and 454 were partially affected. The aftermath of the storm also resulted in the uprooting of numerous trees, damaged two electricity poles leading to power outages, road blockades and vehicles crushed under fallen trees and poles. However, swift action by authorities ensured the clearance of obstacles and the restoration of normalcy to the best of their abilities. In Meghalaya, Sosthani's Swatan, the MLA of Jurong constituency, has voiced serious concerns over the devastating impact of a cyclonic storm that struck Jurong constituency on Sunday evening, leaving numerous households in dire straits. Addressing the media persons yesterday, Swatan highlighted the extensive damage inflicted upon homes, standing crops and farmers' plantations across various villages under the Jurong constituency. In response to the dire situation faced by the affected residents, Swatan has communicated the gravity of the situation to the Deputy Chief Minister, Preston Punsong of Meghalaya, urging the state government to accelerate the disbursal of relief funds and conduct assessments for additional assistance. People across the nation will witness a new price rate for 800 essential medicines from yesterday onwards by 12%. The rates of essential medicines, including painkillers, antibiotics, anti-infectives and over 1,000 formulations, will witness a hike due to a sharp rise in the wholesale price index. Every year, the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority announces a change in the wholesale price index in accordance with the Drugs Price Control Order 2013. In poll-bound Assam, the second round of randomization of electronic voting machines for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls was held yesterday. After this process, EVMs including voter verifiable paper audit trail allocated polling station-wise in constituencies where election will be held in the first phase. Akashvani correspondent reports that the process is being done through the EMS software in the presence of the observer and the candidates. Assam will be witnessing three-phase polling. 5 seats will be covered in the first phase, including Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Sonitpur, Kaziranga and Lakhimpur seats. The Chief Electoral Officer of Meghalaya, Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari, said that there are 22,26,567 voters who are eligible to elect the two members of the Lok Sabha. The polling for the Shillong Parliamentary Constituency and the Tura Parliamentary Constituency will be held on the 19th of this month. Speaking to media in Shillong yesterday, Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari said that 40 companies of paramilitary forces will be deployed in the state to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari also informed that 2 cases of violation of modal code of conduct of election were registered with the district electoral officer and subsequently disposed of. For ensuring free and fair polling, the CEO said 9 teams comprising the videography team, static team and flying squad will be deployed in each of the assembly constituency. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.